Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly program where we talk about all the great happenings at Van Deese Medical Center. I'm Lori Foster, I'll be your host, and I want to thank you for tuning in with us today. Also, happy spring to our listeners. Spring has officially sprung and a lot of us have waited very patiently for it. So with spring, it's kind of a time of renewal and rebirth, and it feels that way. Even at Van Deese Medical Center, we're starting to see more events taking place, some in-person meetings taking place, and we're certainly looking forward to it. Also, I want to mention on today's program, we are going to be talking with our Chief Executive Officer, Lisa Ridge, and our newest member to join our Hospital Board of Trustees, Doug Bailey. Before we do, I have a few announcements that I would like to share. We have a retirement open house for our Chief Financial Officer, Alice Heinrichs. Alice has been with the hospital, Hamilton County Public Hospital, and then also with Van Deese Medical Center for over 30 years, and she is going to be retiring at the end of this month. We have a public open house taking place tomorrow, actually Thursday, March 24th, from 1 to 3 p.m. in our clinic boardroom. And we invite the public to attend. I would direct you to park in our west parking lot and use the sidewalk that is located between the clinic and the hospital, and we will have it marked, and that sidewalk will lead right up to the clinic boardroom. If you are experiencing any COVID symptoms, we would ask that you not attend. Masks are also required for the event. Also, we have a specialist, Dr. Scallon, who is a visiting ophthalmologist with Wolf Eye Clinic, who is retiring at the end of April after 32 years of seeing patients at Van Deese Medical Center. And we're hosting a card shower for Dr. Scallon and hoping that you will help us show him our appreciation by sending a card. You can forward that to Van Deese Medical Center at P.O. Box 430 here in Webster City, and those cards will be accepted through Friday, April 8th. We also welcome Dr. Steven Anderson, who is joining our team of visiting specialists. He is with Wolf Eye Clinic and will be replacing Dr. Scallon, and he will begin seeing patients here at our hospital beginning May 4th. We have our next SALT meeting coming up in April. SALT is an acronym that stands for Seniors and Law Enforcement Together. The meeting will be Thursday, April 7th, beginning at 9 o'clock, and it will be at the Webster City Community Theater. So with these meetings, we have a breakfast that starts at 9 o'clock, and also Van Deese Medical Center provides free blood pressure checks. The meeting itself actually begins at 9:30, and we have announcements from law enforcement and area agency officials, and of course, including all the events that are happening in and around Hamilton County. Then our program starts following the meeting, and this month's program is going to feature Pat Palmer, and he is the computer guy. He is going to be talking about the ins and outs of scams, internet and telephone scams, fake news that's out there, and then how to be able to tell fact from fiction with these scams. So don't become a victim. Come to the program and learn more about it. Should be a terrific topic to be talking about. Again, these SALT meetings, they are free. They're open to the public, and we certainly encourage you to attend. And then with a couple of reminders that I want to share, we do have some terrific scholarship opportunities available to individuals seeking a career in healthcare, also to second-year nursing students at Iowa Central Community College. Visit our website for more information on those scholarships. And then lastly, if you are looking to join a terrific team, maybe looking to have a different career, I would encourage you to check out the positions we have available at Van Deese Medical Center. Visit our website, it's vandeesemc.org, and you can find a current list of all the open positions. We have a number of full-time, part-time positions in all areas throughout our hospital, some terrific sign-on bonuses, and again, you're joining a terrific team. So I encourage you to apply online today. And with that, I think we're ready to start into our program. So I would like to take the opportunity to introduce our guests with us this morning. Again, we have our Chief Executive Officer, Lisa Ridge, joining us, and new to the Board of Trustees, Doug Bailey. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you for being here today. Lisa, I'm going to go ahead and get started with you, and then we'll kind of welcome Doug into the program and bring him into the conversation as well. But I think a great place to start is, talking about this pandemic that has been with us for over 2 years now. We are seeing and experiencing significant decreases in COVID-19 throughout our hospital and our clinics. But we know that we have more work to do to navigate this pandemic. So as we emerge nearly 2 years to the date from when COVID-19 first impacted our healthcare system, what can you tell us about the pandemic, how it has affected healthcare, and what does the recovery look like for Vandy's Medical Center?
Well, Lori, that is a great question. I think that question is top of mind for all CEOs across the country, really. You are correct. Our COVID-19 numbers are at an all-time low since its infancy in March of 2020. And while we're grateful for these low numbers and low mortality, as a small rural hospital with limited resources and limited ability to increase our covered lives or services rapidly, we are grappling with the ongoing effects of the pandemic. From our staffing and supply challenges to decreased utilization of our services, we've really had to embrace and show our agility. We've cross-trained staff. We're showing the ability to flex staff between departments. We're being creative with supplies and really our supply chain as a whole. And we're quickly investing in new technology to really support our virtual platforms. Another topic to mention, which is most important, is our workforce. And you actually mentioned all of the openings that we have on the website. Well, throughout the country, the pandemic has motivated a huge percentage of workforce to resign or really pivot their work interests. And the movement is dubbed the Great Resignation. Because of the large number of people either resigning or retiring from healthcare, now more than ever, it's crucial for us to support our workforce. According to the advisory board, the burnout rate for physicians hit 42% in 2020, and many are considering either early retirement or leaving medicine altogether. And while thankfully here at Vandy's, we have not experienced an increase of retirement from providers, we have seen an increase of our staff retirements. Since January of 2020, we have had 17 retirements, with 6 more upcoming just this year. For a hospital of our size, this is a large number. Not only do we need to replace these positions, but we are losing years of talent and experience. Therefore, during the recovery phase of COVID, continuing to keep hiring and retention top of mind has been and will continue to be crucial. Another factor to keep in mind during the recovery of COVID is the continued need to keep technology at our forefront so we can continue to use the virtual platforms that's been needed throughout the last 2 years. Additionally, doing a continual assessment of the services that we offer to our patients here at VDMC is important, as this allows our patients to stay local for their care whenever possible. Our goal is to continue to serve our community with high-quality, personalized care now and in the future. And as all of us can attest to, getting back to in-person meetings and celebrations just as quickly as possible is much needed for everyone.
Amen to that.
Absolutely.
I would definitely second that, as I know many others do as well. And Lisa, thank you. That was a very nice summary of kind of where we've been and what we've been through, and now looking forward and looking ahead, and lots to look forward to there. As we do look ahead, that's just a perfect segue into my next question. So our hospital is guided by our strategic pillars, which include service excellence, quality and continuous improvement, financial performance, and growth and community integration. So if you would, Give us an update on our fiscal year 2022 strategic plan, and specifically in terms of growth, what do we see on the horizon?
Yeah, you know, it's exciting to talk about the things that we're planning to do and see. Our strategic plan is guiding us through not only this current fiscal year, but the recovery phase of COVID. The teams in each of our pillars are doing amazing things to not only hit the key results, but to drive metrics and goals within the departments throughout both the hospital and the clinic. Our excellence in service, which includes both our patients and our employees, has many initiatives going on. We're carving out time to celebrate achievements, celebrate each other, and taking time to laugh. You can never have enough fun and laughter in an organization. Laughter is a very effective medicine. So the month of May has many reasons to laugh and celebrate, including Hospital Week, which we're currently planning activities for. From a growth perspective, we are continuing to assess our needs and move forward with projects. Recruitment is ongoing. We have completed a remodel of our entrance to the emergency department. We're just ending a small remodel of our business office, and we're starting the most exciting remodel of our infusion center. The infusion center remodel will include the addition of a bathroom, a private corner suite with a bed, increased capacity to 8 chairs, a nutrition center, and individual lighting and TVs in some of the areas. In addition, it's going to improve our nurses' workflow and their line of sight. All of these are very exciting for those that utilize this very busy area. The remodeling will begin in the next few months, and plans are still being discussed as to where the temporary infusion center will be during the remodel, but we will let our patients know the location after decisions are made. And the campaign has raised over $35,000 to date, and we're very thankful to those that have been so gracious and gave donations, as well as our anonymous donor for the first $100,000. And then that leads me into an exciting event that is going to happen on April 6th and 7th. BDMC Hospitals and Clinics is going to welcome Custom Learning Systems to our organization for an extensive 2-day assessment. Custom Learning Systems is recognized as a leading expert in helping organizations transform their service delivery by creating a 5-star culture of healing, kindness, and accountability throughout the entire organization. They achieve these results through presentations, comprehensive educational initiatives, both in person and digitally, employee engagement, vibrant webinars, and thoughtful personalized coaching and consulting. We're so excited to host them, and we really do look forward to their recommendations and the coaching that they will provide us.
Super. Thank you, Lisa. And I think this is coming at a perfect time, like we've said, coming out of this pandemic and really having those personal engagements again. And these are much needed, and we look forward to the event coming up in April and what's to come in May with National Hospital Week as well. One thing that the pandemic taught us was how our world is changing faster than ever. And innovation was key to not only our personal lives, but our professional lives and careers. Personally, I do feel like our hospital excels in embracing innovation to provide healthcare services to our consumers. And you even touched on that a little bit, Lisa, in your first response, a very nice summary with the hospital. And I really do feel like Vandy's Medical Center embraces innovation. What can you tell us about the opportunities that we as an organization have for innovation and how we continue to launch and sustain new ideas and initiatives for delivery of local health care?
Yes, Lori, I would agree. When you hear people describe our organization, one word that I hear frequently is innovation. Innovation does come in many forms. It could be innovative technology, new services, an innovative way to deliver our current services, or simply a new idea brought forward. But our providers, leaders, and frontline staff embrace new ideas. Words like, let's look at that, and not, there's no way we can do that, are heard here at VDMC. When people onboard, when they're coming to join our team and the administrative team introduces themselves, you'll hear innovation time and time again. And as a rural critical access hospital, our forward-thinking mindset sets us apart and allows us to be creative with our delivery of care. An example is our robust pain and ketamine clinic. We were one of the first critical access hospitals to open a ketamine clinic in the state, and we have been able to help so many people with this service. I would also say our ability to quickly roll out virtual visits, virtual meeting platforms, and assure we deploy enough devices for people to use, as well as keep our platform safe and secure, as shown, another way that we're very innovative.
Exactly. Thank you, Lisa. Definitely want to bring Doug into the conversation, but just to provide a little bit of background to our listeners out there, our hospital, Van Deese Medical Center, is governed by a board of trustees, and these are elected officials who serve four-year staggered terms. Our board is comprised of seven dedicated individuals who serve without monetary compensation. They volunteer their time and their talents really for the betterment of quality of life for our area residents. Lisa, let's maybe just kind of introduce Doug and the board by talking about the board's responsibility, what that governance means and looks like, and then also just to talk about the importance our trustees serve in their roles here at our hospital.
Absolutely, Lori. The Board of Trustees is, like you said, the governing body of the hospital. They are responsible for approving and reviewing the hospital's overall mission, vision, and strategic plan. They help to guide the long-term goals and the strategic direction of the hospital. The Board of Trustees do not get involved in day-to-day operations. However, they do assist and support the CEO regarding policy and decisions related to the strategic goals. Hospital trustees are charged with duty of care, which means that they must oversee the hospital's financial health and sustainability. As a community hospital, we provide a vital community service, so it is important for board trustees to stay abreast of the latest in healthcare industry and to understand the needs of their community. We are blessed to currently have four of our seven Board of Trustees complete certification. To be certified, a trustee must complete 12 hours of education related to the hospital during a two-year period. This is a great way for them to stay abreast of the ever-changing healthcare world. Before we introduce Doug, I would like to thank our current Board of Trustee members for their service. They include Carol Osi, our board chair, Darcy Swan, vice chair, Taylor Peterson, board secretary, Kirk McCullough, our board treasurer, as well as Kyle Heffernan and David Everson. They're great to work with, and I feel blessed to have each one of them beside my side on our hospital board of trustees.
Very good. Thank you, Lisa. And it's been nice, as we say, that we're getting back to some in-person events and meetings, that we were actually able to be in person for our board meeting last night. And I do want to welcome you, Doug, to the program and to our Board of Trustees.
Well, thank you, Lori.
Great to have you here.
Very happy to be here.
Very good. As I mentioned at the beginning of the program, Doug is our newest board trustee member. And he was officially sworn in during last night's board meeting. Doug was appointed to the board and is serving out the remaining term of Roberta Knudsen, who passed away unexpectedly at the beginning of this year. Doug, now you are no stranger to Webster City or Hamilton County, but rather a familiar face that has spanned a career of good work to better our community and county. So, Doug, maybe just start by telling our listeners a little bit about yourself, your background and experience working in our area and serving our communities over the years.
I will give that a try, Laura.
Yes.
I graduated from high school here in Webster City, went away to college, and came back in 1976, I believe that it was, and have been here ever since. And my wife Nancy and I have four children who are totally, completely grown up, and that's great. They live in a variety of places. We're lucky enough to have one son, McKinley, and his wife, Jessica, who live here in Webster City. And there are two children, so we are lucky to have grandkids right in town. So thrilled about that. I was on the Board of Supervisors for 16 years, 14 years on the County Public Health Board as a member there, and 12 years on the Regional Mental Health Board. Actually, was one of the original members of that mental health board when they were mandated by the state legislature and the governor. I think that's probably my medical background of service on boards. Was involved in two small businesses in the county for over 30 years. So I bring a small business perspective also, I think, to the board, and I've always tried to keep that in mind in everything I've been involved with. So that's my basic background, Lori.
Mm-hmm. And I think you do bring wonderful qualities to the board. Like you said, small business background. I mean, we're running a business here at the hospital. And yet you also bring some experience working with healthcare and rural healthcare, which is unique, and also some experience working with mental health, which is such a priority, as we know, in our healthcare system. And it is definitely a priority here in Hamilton County, as we know. So you really bring some wonderful qualities to the board.
Well, I hope so. I certainly hope so.
Most definitely you do. So in considering this appointed position, what interested you in kind of filling out, completing this term, and what are you looking forward to with this new appointment?
You know, I think that just in general, at a high level, institutions in this country are really having a challenging time. And then you look at public hospitals in the rural area of this country, and it's not easy.
No, it's not.
It is not easy. Thankfully, I've had years of association with the hospital through a variety of different ventures, and have always felt close to the hospital. And so when the opportunity arose and I was contacted, it was really a pretty easy yes for me to want to be a part of it. Certainly, I'm not replacing Roberta by any means. And, you know, you look back at, there are some real pillars of the community and the county who have been on this board. And so it's, for me, it's a big deal, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, I like to hear that, because it is a big deal for us, too. And you will make a wonderful board member. And I think you know very well, too, over the years, the importance of those community partnerships and collaboration. And now more than ever, it couldn't be more important. For all of us to be successful as we move forward, we need to continue to have that collaboration. And so I love that you bring that perspective, like you said, and background, and I know you know the importance of those too.
Yeah, we have to work together. There just simply is no other way to be successful.
So. Absolutely. Well, and you have talked in your previous board experience and different appointments, you really have helped to serve the healthcare needs of Hamilton County in all different roles and ways. So what thoughts do you have about how you can continue to contribute to the quality of life and the healthcare needs of our communities as you begin this new role?
I would hope, I mean, I have a lot to learn.
There is a lot to learn.
I have a lot to learn, and I'm anxious to do so. And I definitely want to be one of the certified board members. That's the correct term.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do this casually. I want to do this all the way. So, but I think it's important to, in whatever manner I can help, to continue to build bonds, not only between the provider community that we have in the county, but also bonds to the community, Webster City proper, and to the county in general. We need to be able to make connections with folks, and really, this is a public hospital, and for people to understand what that really means, I think is important, and hopefully, I can help in that area. You know, on the Board of Supervisors, that's a much more day-to-day, minute-to-minute engagement. Whereas this, it's at a more higher level and really looking more at policy and broad direction. And I look forward to that challenge and being able to be a part of a team that has a common goal.
Very good. Excellent. Love to hear that you're all in. And if there's anything I can add to that is that, Doug, we are all learning all the time. And I have been in healthcare for, gosh, nearly 20 years and almost 14 years with this hospital, and I'm learning every day. So just welcome to the team. So as we kind of finish out our program here this morning, Doug, you are retired. Tell us, what does that look like, and how do you enjoy spending your time?
Well, COVID kind of put a damper on my first year, as it did on everyone's activities. But this winter, we were able to take off for a little over 2 months and travel around the Gulf Coast of the U.S. and just kind of roam a little bit, mm-hmm. and we really enjoyed that. We're still married, and we're going to remain that way, work that out. So, but it was really fun, and we're going to do that again next year. We have a child who lives in Romania with his family, a wife, and four kids, and so we have spent. We did get to spend a month with them, and. Then we also have a son up in Alaska, and we spent a month with them. So it's not like we stayed home, I guess, during COVID. But so traveling around, mm-hmm. Actually doing fishing instead of talking about it, that's really high on my list too. So we're having fun, yeah.
Glad to hear it, and love that you're getting some travel in and expect that there will be more to come.
Yeah.
So, well, Doug, thank you so much. Welcome to the Vandy's Medical Center Board of Trustees. glad to have you as part of our board. I want to thank you for being on the program today. And thank you, Lisa, for being on the program, for your service to the hospital. Really, both of you, and Lisa already gave her appreciation to the rest of our board members, serving to really improve the quality of life here. So, again, thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome, Doug, and thank you, Lori.
All right, and that will do it for this week's edition